When it comes to measles, we already know that it kills more than 100,000 children around the globe each year. But new research led by Harvard scientists now finds that measles is an even more dangerous germ than previously thought. It can cause what's called immune amnesia. Children who catch the measles can lose resistance they had built up to other illnesses. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports on this new research just out in the journal Science.
The vaccine against measles came into widespread use in the 1960s. In the years after, something strange happened.
Wherever the vaccine was introduced, there were large reductions in childhood deaths.
Not just deaths from measles, says Dr. Michael Minna from Harvard and Brigham and Women's Hospital. There were fewer deaths across the board, including from illnesses like diarrhea and pneumonia. One possible explanation was that the measles vaccine boosted a child's overall immune system.
But the other side of the coin was that maybe actually the vaccine was unmasking a much worse immunological detriment or problem associated with measles.
And that's what Minna and colleagues show in their study in the journal Science.
The measles virus is much more deleterious than we ever imagined. It's much more dangerous to children who get it, not only when they get it, but for years afterwards.
Senior author Stephen Elledge is a professor of genetics at Harvard Medical School and Brigham and Women's.
And in fact, when it infects children who have not been vaccinated, it destroys large parts of their immune system. And that generates a situation which is an immune amnesia.
Amnesia, meaning measles erases the body's memory of enemies, leaving fewer defenses, antibodies, against germs it has battled before. The researchers used new technology that can detect hundreds of antibodies to different viruses in blood, Elledge says.
So from a drop of blood, we can tell your entire history of viral infection.
The blood used in the study came from a group of Dutch Orthodox Protestants who don't believe in vaccinating their children, Dr. Minna says.
Unlike a lot of people who choose not to vaccinate in the United States, and in that community, they were very willing to participate in science.
And with a local measles outbreak underway in 2013, they were willing to let Dutch researchers take blood samples from children before and after getting measles. Grad student Tomas Kula compared the before and after samples and emailed Minna with the first results.
He just sent it was a one-line sentence that said, "It's funny, we saw a big drop in antibodies to everything other than measles." And, you know, that to me was the aha moment. Yes, it worked.
And yes, measles does deplete antibodies against other illnesses, though the study shows that the extent of that depletion varied quite a bit among the 77 children, from 11% to 73%. The measles vaccine does not have this depletion effect, the researchers say. Professor William Moss, a global vaccine expert at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, says this new paper is the most sweeping study yet of the impact that measles has on the antibodies that protect us from diseases.
So what this study is showing is that after measles, children lose both the diversity of their antibodies and the abundance, the amount of these antibodies.
He says the findings highlight the value of the measles vaccine at a time when vaccination rates have dipped and cases of measles are on the rise.
By preventing measles, you prevent not only sickness or perhaps death from measles, you're actually protecting the child against other infectious diseases because of this impact that measles virus has on the immune system.
The researchers say it could take years for a child's immune system to recover fully from the effects of measles. And their findings suggest that perhaps children who catch measles should repeat any vaccines they'd had before because the immunity may have been erased. The World Health Organization estimates that measles vaccines have saved at least 21 million children's lives since the year 2000. The researchers say that number could actually be much, much higher. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.